Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So this Patriot Front story is a weird thing. And Rob, you and I were just kind of discussing some of the oddities. But folks, this is the latest oddity. We know about FBI running events like the Michigan plot to kidnap the governor. That was all FBI run, FBI led. That all came out in court. Same FBI agent that ran that was running the January 6th events as well. That's not a coincidence, folks. So same story there, most likely. And now maybe we have the same thing happening here with the Patriot Front. I want to play this clip and get Rob Dew's take. Why does one police say they have informants embedded in the Patriot Front, and then the police chief running the press conference deny that? Here that is in clip 8.
I'm sorry.
Are
you with the media, sir?
I'm not. I'm a citizen.
Okay, I'm going to ask the media questions here first.
The police chief was taking questions today at a press conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and he was blindsided by a citizen journalist sitting amongst the corporate press.
There was an officer of yours that was filmed stating that there was information and embedded feds or informants within that group. Is there any veracity to that? It was an officer of yours that made that statement on the scene.
No, I think you're completely mistaken.
33 people went up in the back.
I think you're completely mistaken.
Well, I mean,
he didn't say he was wrong.
Do you know what the original stop was for?
For that.
But how did you know?
That they
Nice.
Yep. There's somebody inside that group that's calling us.
These were not Antifa in disguise, nor were they FBI members in disguise.
You're making a statement one way, and this video isn't something that was been ginned up in some conspiracy matter. It's actually someone who videoed an officer of yours on the scene.
Hang on. Since this is a press conference, I'm going to ask you to be quiet, and I'm going to answer questions from the press at this point.
Ooh, back to the corporate narrative questions. All right.
So there you go. The rest is from Ivory Hecker there, independent journalist. But, I mean, Rob, I haven't been covering this because it seems like it's a forced thing. I don't know anyone from the group. No traces of origin. No traces of leadership. Nobody's ever reached out to me. The whole thing seems weird. The Lincoln Project involvement. They magically show up at these events. They're riding around in U-Hauls. They all have uniforms covering their faces. All very sketchy. And then this.
They all kind of look like the same build, too. There's not a fat guy in the bunch.
And then this, though, Rob. So what do you make of that? The police chief, we don't have informants, after the police officer on the scene says we have informants.
Well, you could tell by that big smile and that look to the left he does, where he's like, oh crap, what just happened? He's probably thinking, what officer said that? There's that one Patriot officer on there that brought it up, and we got to find out who he is and root him out of the department. Because that's the other thing. We got to federalize the police. They want the police to take federal control, and this is another way of doing that, is by getting them to work with the feds in different operations, either embedded in this thing, or maybe there are feds in there. He said there's no FBI. But he did say, I think you're mistaken. He didn't say you're wrong that we had informants in there. He said, I think you're mistaken.
I think we can all say in complete confidence that there is at least one informant in that group. Now, here's another aspect of this so that we can keep ourselves grounded here. Another problem we have in this country is yes men. Yes men. So you might have a police chief that might not even be politically motivated, but he gets calls from up higher, federal government or something, police association, calls from on the high saying, hey, we're going to put embeds into this group, and they're going to be communicating with you. Don't tell anyone that that's what's going on. So then, he just does it because he's a yes man. So then what happens? Well, who's really running the show? Who's organizing this? Who's renting the U-Hauls? Who's giving them their uniforms? Is that the informant? Is that the feds? Or is someone else sourcing the monies for these purchases and rentals? These are the questions that need to be asked. But, Rob, you made a point of, how come they don't ever show their faces, including after the arrest? How come nobody's showing their face?
Well, because they have to keep these people hidden. And it's like this. I go back to this little tweet from Representative Stubbe. He's showing a picture of a hit the streets, you said you'd riot, a D.C. call to action. It says call to action right there. There's nothing implied. Call to action, you said you'd riot. We're going to hit the streets if we don't like the Roe versus Wade decision. But you know, anybody who goes up and shows up at a drag queen story hour and says anything is going to be investigated for a hate crime actively.
But or an American flag. Or if you're an American flag. There's a group called Shut Down D.C. running around D.C. right now, raging with lawyers and bondsmen in case they get arrested because they're planning on committing crimes. But they're allowed to commit crimes. Nobody else is.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
What's going on with James Brown and drag, a.k.a. Maxine Waters? What's she got?
I'm super bad.
Folks, there was a clip of her standing behind Nancy Pelosi, who was delivering a speech, I think it was yesterday or this weekend. Maxine Waters doesn't blink for like 30 seconds. What is that? What is going on with that freak? What demon has possessed Maxine Waters?
I got soul.
Or perhaps Maxine Waters is just so focused, James Brown and drag, Maxine Waters is just so focused because she just took a packet of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. It is known to give you 10 hours of energy, folks. She may have done a packet of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com, and then she may have also done a couple droppers of the Brain Force Ultra, and so she just had stupendous focus there. She didn't even blink for hours. Maxine Waters, unbelievable stuff there. What a freak. What an absolute psycho. What a criminal maniac Maxine Waters is. But the focus that she got from Brain Force Ultra and Turbo Force is obviously no joke. So if it works for Maxine Waters, it will certainly work for you. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. But folks, as I've got more news in front of me, economic news that I'm about to get into here, when you're hearing all the bad news and you're seeing where the country is going under Joe Biden, just remember when you're thinking to yourself, what can I do? How can I prepare for the worst? Well, you have insurance for your car, you have insurance for your house. Why not have insurance for you, for your family, for your food source in case of a total collapse of this country, which Biden assuredly is going for? The Democrats would love to see that happen if they get their way. So we have launched PrepareToday.com, ladies and gentlemen. One-stop shop, easy to maneuver and manage. PrepareToday.com for all your emergency food essentials and survival essentials. Have insurance in case society breaks down. The air purification, the water filtration, the emergency food, plus other survival gear, emergency gear. It's all at preparetoday.com. Don't worry about shopping out the highest quality storable food at the lowest price. We've already done that for you at preparetoday.com. And in fact, guys, do me a favor if you would. Go back to the homepage with me for a second because I want to look at something. Go to the air purification tab, and I just want to see, I want people to see. Okay, folks, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter that we have right there on the screen that you can get at preparetoday.com. I don't know if you guys have access to this. I can pull it up on my phone here. So I just got to say this. The Alexa Pure air filtration system. Guys, hit me with a dot cam real quick. I want you guys to look. This is in my house. Now, keep in mind, I don't have any pets, and I live alone, okay? And this is from, what's a better angle? It's probably this. This is from 8 months of usage in my Alexa Pure Breeze system. By the way, I have three of these in my house. So I have three of these. I live alone, and I don't have any pets. And look at that after 3 months. I don't smoke. No smokers inside either. So that's from 8 months right there. And I don't even know if you can really see how black the used one is on the right compared to the clean one on the left. So, folks, let me tell you, the studies are out. Your home has polluted air in it. Sucks, but that's the case. That's why we sell air filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. The filters available at PrepareToday.com. I'm telling you, man, again, from somebody, nobody's smoking in my house, non-smoking house, I live alone, no pets, and you just saw all the impurities removed from my air in 8 months. So it's usually about 6 to 8 months on those filters. I extended mine out to 8, and you saw what it looked like. Folks, that's no joke. Get an air filtration system for your home. I didn't breathe in that crap for 8 months. I didn't have to breathe in that crap because my Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system filtered that out of the air in my house. Cannot recommend that enough, ladies and gentlemen. So, preparetoday.com, InfoWarsStore.com is where all of this is available. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes all of it possible. Okay, let's do this quickly. Chris Coons was on with Brett Baer, and this guy's just incredible. Chris Coons, supposedly a moderate Democrat. Give me a break. Here's Chris Coons when asked about how come liberals get to protest and riot and do whatever the hell they want, engage in violence, but January 6th is the big crime. Here's Senator Coons responding to that in clip 14.
Senator, we're getting ready for this ruling, and it's going to be controversial no matter what happens, if it matches the draft, the leaked draft opinion or not. There is this law on the books. I'm just asking, should they follow the law? Should the Attorney General say, yes, arrest those people before something happens?
Well, Brad, I think if the leaked version of the opinion is matched by what would be a remarkable act of judicial activism, conservative judicial activism, there will be understandable anger across the nation. As an elected official, I've certainly had protests out front of my house.
Really?
Many of us have who serve in Congress or in other elected offices. But we need to make sure that all appropriate actions are being taken to ensure the safety of members of our federal judiciary, including Supreme Court justice.
Okay. And by the way, they lie. Like AOC said, oh, all the Republicans voted down the security. No, Democrats did too, actually. I think 27 of them, including herself. But they say, oh, only Republicans didn't vote for the security. No, and Democrats. But Chris Coons says that he's had protests outside of his house. Really? You ever heard about that? I wonder if that's true. I think he lied. I'd like to see some proof. Wouldn't be surprised if he lied. He's a Democrat, after all. And they say, oh, conservative activism from the bench. Folks, all Democrats are activists. What does that mean, conservative activism from the bench? Because you don't get your way? Because you can't kill babies, which in your state, Chris Coons, probably you still will be able to? I mean, just what an unmitigated liar. Conservative activist on the bench. Every leftist, Democrat, liberal is an activist and puts their agenda over reality and common sense and the Constitution and Bill of Rights every day. Conservative activist judges giving the decision back to the states, saying we really ridding their hands of the situation, saying we're not going to be involved in abortion anymore. States can take care of that. That's conservative activism. But Chris Coons doesn't stop there. He directly is asked about what about Chuck Schumer's statement. Did that lead to some of this violence? Here was Chris Coons' response in clip 15.
A lot has been made this week about words, how much they matter, how much stirring the pot, giving the green light to violence in any way, shape, or form is unacceptable. Take a listen to this.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
On the steps of the Supreme Court, do those words qualify, Senator?
So here's a key distinction. What Senator Schumer was saying was that he was upset, he was alarmed, he was concerned at the prospect that justices would reverse decades of a well-established fundamental constitutional right in our country.
No, that's not true.
What he did not say was,
no constitutional right.
Attack them.
There is no constitutional right, so that's a lie. But Chris Kuhn says, oh, there's a key distinction. Yeah, we know the key distinction. Schumer's a Democrat, Schumer's a liberal, so he's above the law. We get it. That's the key distinction. If it was a Republican that said something like that, and then activists went in front of liberal justices' houses, you know damn well they'd blame that Republican, just like they try to blame Trump for everything. But, oh, there's a key distinction, says Chris Kuhn's. We know, Democrat, liberal privilege. You guys are above the law. You guys get to riot and murder and cheat and steal and lie. You get to do that. No one else does. No one else wants to, but you anyway. And right now in D.C., they've got multiple groups, violent groups, ready to riot and rage if they can't kill their babies.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One from the conservative woman Paula Jardine. Vaccine was on the way before COVID was confirmed. Vaccine was on the way before COVID was confirmed. In fact, guys, I don't know what's going on. I sent a bunch of stuff on Twitter to be printed. I never got it. But part of the thing in this story is when they first signed the contracts to produce the COVID vaccines, only 18 people had been diagnosed with COVID. 18, and they were all in China. And somehow, and that was in January, and somehow with that, they were able to sign billion-dollar vaccine deals for billions of vaccines. Just incredible stuff. And this is just part one of Paula Jardine's breakdown here. More is coming. It just shows how the whole thing was planned. The whole thing was scripted. We were lied to. We were used. We were abused. And it's a massive criminal enterprise, this COVID-19 vaccine and COVID itself, that sadly won't be addressed, I'm afraid. And, of course, we blew this story out of the water on Monday with Mike Adams in studio. Global medical bombshell. Scientists prove COVID vaccine causes blood clots live on air. Watch doctor shocked by epidemic of mysterious clots found in suddenly deceased vaccinated adults. Nothing like this has ever been pulled out of the human body, and it's only happening in vaccinated individuals. And so I'm not saying this to scare anybody. I'm not saying this to, you know, tell you to panic. That's what's going on. Now, if you've taken a vaccine and you obviously have some emotions and a response to this, you know, maybe there's some help for you out there. But that's what's going on. And now they want to give these kids vaccines, too. But, yeah, mortician finds massive hand-sized clots in cadavers after vax release. It's never been seen before. It's all the vaccinated people. And then, you know, you'll never know with this stuff, sadly, because you're not allowed to know. U.S. Representative Sean Casten's 17-year-old daughter dies unexpectedly. It's another sudden adult death syndrome. And, of course, they're saying, you know, respect the family's privacy. We're not answering any questions or any details about the death. But healthy young girl, 17 years old. Can we ask if she was vaccinated? Is that allowed? There was this a big fitness guru named, I believe his name was Matthew Murray McDonald, I think was his name. Matthew Murray McDonald, 27 years old, great health, heart failure. Not allowed to ask if it's the vaccine. The Biebers, Justin Bieber and his wife, Haley, both. Haley has severe blood clots, and now Justin Bieber can't perform anymore because he has Bell's palsy. Or a different variation of Bell's palsy. I forget the name of it. So he can't perform anymore because he has a facial paralysis. Both of them have been vaccinated. Now, the rumor is, and of course, there's no way of confirming this. The rumor is both of them suspect it was from the vaccine, Bieber especially. But he was told by his, basically his handlers at the label company, the record label company, that if he says anything about the vaccine or side effects or it causing his facial paralysis, they'll drop him from the label. Now, those are rumors. Who knows if that's true? But it's odd how he just says, oh, my face is paralyzed. I might not be able to perform again. He's been vaccinated, the Canadian Justin Bieber. And now they want to give it to kids. FDA advisors unanimously recommend Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for ages 6 to 17, despite data showing high risks of heart inflammation. And why would you even get the vaccine? What does the vaccine even do to you? It doesn't protect you from COVID. It doesn't protect you from getting COVID or spreading COVID. That you don't have any more or less rights after you get the vaccine. All you have is the side effects. That's it. There is not a single positive that comes from the COVID vaccine. Nothing. What are they doing on this story from Reuters? The headline has been changed so much, I can't even get my head around it. The first headline, Moderna COVID vaccine may pose higher heart inflammation risk in the United States. And then the second headline, USA FDA advisors weigh Moderna vaccine heart risk for young men. And then the final edit of the headline is U.S. FDA advisors overwhelmingly back Moderna COVID vaccine for ages 16 to 17. So first headline was pose high heart inflammation risk. Second headline was could be heart inflammation risk. The headline they finally landed on is highly recommended by FDA. And we went back in the Wayback Machine and found all the different variations. Same story from Reuters. Same story, three different headlines. But the story is about how it's a risk to take the vaccine and it causes heart inflammation. But they didn't want that in the headline because that's all most people see. So, the headline saying the vaccine is risky, get rid of that. Say how great it is. Tell us how great the government says it is. This is all about money. You will burn in hell for eternity. Speakers lambasted FDA advisors during advisory committee hearing. The video is there at the Gateway Pundit. Yeah, people are waking up quickly to what is really going on in this planet. People are waking up quickly to the war that's been waged against them since the day they were born by our corporate world government establishment looking to cement itself right now, taking its mask off, showing you what it really is, who it really is. Canada makes three jabs the new fully vaccinated standard, saying two doses doesn't work anymore. Oh, is that because Trudeau got sick? Jabbed and boosted Trudeau sick again with COVID. Says, thank God I was jabbed. Of course. It worked so well for you. UK Health Agency, now monkeypox is their big thing. UK Health Agency, 99% of monkeypox cases are gay men. Oh, so COVID is so bad, 99.9% survivability. I think monkeypox is like a 91 or something percent survivability. But, COVID, 99, and they say you have to wear a mask, you have to take a vaccine, don't leave your house, go through all these measures, the plexiglass, wear gloves, all of it. But then monkeypox, okay, we pretty much know how you're getting it. Gay sex, we pretty much know how you're getting it. Sodomy. But are they telling people not to have sex? Are they telling people not to have anal sex? Are they telling gay people not to sodomize one another? No, because that would be bigoted. So you see, it's not logic. If it can't be applied universally, it's propaganda. So it was never logic with COVID anyway, but that same logic can't be applied to monkeypox because it's all propaganda. The World Health Organization goes woke with an effort to rename monkeypox virus to avoid being racist and discriminatory. Yeah, all the gay men are getting it. Hey, go have gay sex and don't even worry. We won't call it monkeypox anymore because that's racist. Oh, yes, the virus is racist. Did white people not evolve from monkeys or are we abandoning that lie already? China flips out over World Health Organization saying lab leak theory needs further study. Uh-oh. They don't like that. New study finds many children unable to say their own name due to impact of lockdown. Yeah, as if the high school graduation rates weren't low enough, as if the literacy rates weren't low enough, as if the GPAs weren't low enough. Now they're going to be even lower thanks to the response to COVID, the lockdowns. And then tell me, do you think Fauci knows anything about this? This is right up his alley. Distressing undercover footage shows beagle puppies whimpering in pain and monkeys in neck restraints as they are force-fed at U.S. testing lab. Fauci is real famous for torturing and killing animals, actually. I wonder if he knows anything about this. Yes, Fauci, the guy that tortures and kills animals, that tells you how much he loves you. You know most psychotic serial killers start by killing animals, right? But I'm sure that has nothing to do with Anthony Fauci, right? No.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods
ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, still plenty of news to cover here. Quick programming note, Kate Daly hosting the fourth hour today. I'll be back after that hosting the War Room. And if I can get all the news off my desk, which it looks like I'll be able to, we'll take a bunch of calls. Let me get this political stack off my desk here. 81 million votes. DNC forced to move Kamala Harris fundraiser to fall because they couldn't sell enough tickets. Wow. You know, the Kamala Harris story is a real interesting one. Here's a woman who slept her way to the top. And here's a woman who is the first female and, I suppose, black African-American. She's not African-American, but she pretends to be. She's a Jamaican, and her family actually ran a slave camp, but they don't want you to know about that. Regardless, it's an interesting story. Here's Kamala Harris, the first black female vice president, and she's a nothing. She's a zero. And you've always known that. I've always known that. What's interesting is, notice, she's not celebrated anymore. The media doesn't fawn over Kamala Harris. She's been a disappearing act. How is that? How is Kamala Harris? She's so great. She's unbelievable. She's a disappearing act. She's a nothing. She's a nobody. She's a zilch, a zero, a nada. The first female vice president? The first African-American female vice president? I mean, oh my gosh, there should be constant fanfare. Constant promotion. They've abandoned her. Why? Because she is a joke. She is an embarrassment. But aside from that, folks, because they put Jerry Nadler on the TV, so they don't really care about a joke and an embarrassment if you're a loyal Democrat. You know why they don't promote Kamala like you think they would? Because nobody likes her, folks. Nobody likes her. She is very, very unlikable. The Democrats don't like her. The media doesn't like her. Nobody likes Kamala Harris. Isn't that amazing? The amazing disappearing first ever female black vice president. No fanfare. The obsession has waned because nobody likes her and she's an embarrassment. It's just an amazing thing, isn't it? Oh, she's so great. Oh, first female. Oh, first African-American. Oh, well, where is she? The disappearing act. Nobody cares. Press secretary defends Biden's mental health. From Don Lemon, that's not a question we should even be asking. Oh, yeah, he just fumbles his word, slurs his word, craps his pants, forgets where he's at, takes every weekend off, gets a lid called on him by midday. Don't ask that question. Only ask that about Trump. Now, I want to get back to something I briefly discussed yesterday with Roger, not to belabor the point, but I couldn't really complete the process here. So when I saw the text thread between Hannity and McEnany, it just to me screams, it's not an episode, it's the entire series. The New York DC elitists that want to run the show. So when I see Hannity saying no more crazy people to McEnany, that's Hannity saying, hey, let me control who comes in and out of the White House. Let me control who has and doesn't have Trump's ear. We can't have these people getting in there, these crazy people. And by the way, stop talking about the stolen election. Stop talking about that. And let's pardon Hunter Biden. What? Very odd, right? From Sean Hannity, a patriot and a proud American patriot fighting for your country. Wanting to control Trump's ear in the White House? Wanting Trump to shut up about elections being stolen? Wanting to pardon Hunter Biden? Now, I'm not meaning this as an attack on Sean Hannity, quite frankly. The words and the text can speak for themselves. I'm saying it's an illustration of East Coast elitism, D.C., New York elitism, thinking they run the show, nobody else should be able to run the show. And really, there's actually an angle of fear here, because they understand their influence and their power, and maybe even their wealth, is illegitimate. And so they're afraid that if it's exposed as illegitimate, they'll no longer have that crown. They'll no longer have that throne that they've had for so long. It's part of the reason why they hated Trump, including Sean Hannity, when he was running. But see, here's what they've done. And again, I don't want to be critical of Jason Miller, who helps run Gab. But boy, oh boy, did they make him look bad during the January 6th hearing. Boy, oh boy, did they make him look bad. Miller says Rudy Giuliani was intoxicated on election night 2020. Now, I've been deposed a lot, so I know how this goes. But he, aside from the ins and outs and the psychology of deposition, here's what you really need to understand. They deposed these people for 8 to 10 hours, and they milked about 30 seconds to a minute of each deposition that they could use for their made-for-TV January 6th hearing event. So, yeah, they make Miller look bad. I don't want to be critical of Miller. I don't want to be critical of Hannity and all this. Their words, their things can speak for themselves. But you have to understand, they probably grilled Jason Miller for 10 hours, and then they took 2 minutes of his deposition to use for their made-for-TV event to make him look bad and make Trump look bad. That's what these lawyers do. And that's honestly kind of typical in a deposition, quite frankly, for cases. So it's not that out of the norm, but that's what they did. So, let's grill this person for 10 hours so that we can get 30 seconds of content out of them. And that's what the Democrats and their lawyers have done. Now, this is all illegitimate to begin with, unlike other cases where deposition may go down, but that's the process. And, of course, Bill Barr, we thought he was a loyal American patriot. Turns out he's a deep state hack as well. Dinesh D'Souza challenges Bill Barr to debate on merits of his movie because Bill Barr laughed it off and said there's nothing to see here. So he turns out to hate us as well. So he must like his cushy little role in the deep state. But Dinesh D'Souza challenges Bill Barr to debate the merits of his movie. Bill Barr won't show up, my guess is. He's a coward. Mayor Rudy Giuliani gives statement to the Gateway Pundit regarding the fraudulent January 6th hearing. What role did Antifa and the FBI play? That's the key question, ladies and gentlemen. And more people are starting to realize that's the key question. And I think that's part of the reason why the Democrats called off the rest of their January 6th hearings. Not only was it doing bad in the ratings, not only was it making them look bad, they understand that the more people that are actually looking into January 6th, the more people are asking, hey, was it Antifa? Hey, was it the FBI? And they don't want that conversation out there. So they're going to have to basically circle back here, if you will, to make a Jen Psaki joke. They're going to have to circle back because they got to put this to bed, folks. They can't have people knowing about the FBI embeds. They can't have people know about Antifa showing up to on the front lines and then changing into Trump gear. It's all on tape. We have Ray Epps all there. So they have to find a way to bury all that before they bring the next round of January 6th trials to the TV because too many people are asking the right questions. Bill Barr tells Congress he was not interested in investigating any ballot trafficking in the 2020 election, then openly laughed about it during testimony. Again, Bill Barr turned out to be a deep stater. We were warned, though. Ousted Fox News editor hosts help fuel murderous Trump world rage over Arizona call. Oh, yes. Yeah, Fox News and conservatives are the ones that are fueling murderous rage. Give me a break. If that's not liberals and Democrats and their friends in the media, then it doesn't exist. This is an interesting one. Trump bilked small donors out of $250 million based on lies. Now, the Republican Party continues to fundraise in Trump's name. It's obnoxious. And they're saying, oh, Trump fraudulently raised emails because he said the election was stolen, which the people that donated probably still believe that anyway. So you may think it's a lie as a liberal, but the people that donated didn't. But that's not the point. All Democrats do is lie. All Democrats do is lie and fundraise off lies. If Democrats couldn't fundraise off lies, they'd have no money. Trump endorsed gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. Headlines, walk away campaign, pack inaugural event in Scottsdale. Be poll watchers, be poll workers, and watch these bastards like a hawk. Exactly. And they will be, folks, because more people are skeptical of our elections. By the way, where's the walk away movement for the right? Oh, yeah, it doesn't exist. You have the Blexit, the Lexit, and walk away because they're...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, people are really realizing the double standard here, especially after watching Democrats complain about protests as their Democrat activists burn cities to the ground and loot and plunder and pillage and murder at will while being protected by Democrat Soros district attorneys. So everybody's watching this. They can't really cover it up. And so liberals are in D.C. They're at it again today. They're pissed because they think they might not be able to abort their babies or I don't know what else. And so it's the liberal summer of rage, ladies and gentlemen.
Liberal summer of rage.
The liberal summer of rage continues. Kavanaugh's neighbor claims pro-abortion protesters are threatening homeowners, F you and F your children. Wow. Really loving people, these liberal protesters. And they've also doxxed Amy Coney Barrett's children's schools because, you know, torturing and threatening to kill Supreme Court justices isn't enough for these liberal psychos. They also want to target their children. Ah, the liberal summer of rage continues. And you've got two groups in D.C. that are raging right now. You've got Jane's Revenge, which, by the way, Jane's Revenge has taken responsibility for at least four pregnancy centers being firebombed. I think the total number is now up to 10. I think 10 since the leak. 10 pregnancy centers have been firebombed by raging liberals. It's the liberal summer of rage after all. And so they're raging and they're burning pregnancy centers to the ground. That's Jane's Revenge. And they've got this call to action, DC call to action, Night of Rage. Folks, you have to understand, I cut that special stinger that you see, Liberal Summer of Rage, like a month ago. And I've already been saying Liberal Summer of Rage, anticipating it. And then I said, look, this is coming. This is going to be a big story. Let's even have a stinger so that we cover it. We can have a little intro. It's the Liberal Summer of Rage. I knew this was coming. It was so predictable this was coming. I literally was cutting specials months in advance in anticipation. Oh, but the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, they can't figure out who the real domestic terrorists are yet. No, they know exactly who the domestic terrorists are. It's them. Liberals. Democrats. So you've got Jane's Addiction telling people to riot, excuse me, not Jane's Addiction, the band, Jane's Revenge telling people to riot with flyers they're posting around D.C. And then you have the second group called Shut Down D.C. that's running around committing crimes, criminal acts, threatening violence, that has lawyers embedded in their little groups and bail bondsmen embedded in their little groups because they're planning on committing crimes and getting arrested. So then most of the time, the police either don't bother arresting them because what's the point? It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of their time. They know they're just going to be released anyway. I've been behind the scenes. I've been told how it goes down, folks. Liberals and Democrats that get arrested protesting, the farthest they make it is booking. That's the farthest they make it. And usually by them, a call comes down to their precinct that says release these individuals. Okay? I've been there. I've been behind the scenes. I've been arrested. I've had the inside scoop. I've had the whistleblowers tell me this. Now, they don't want to go public for obvious reasons. They don't want to lose their job. So I'm just telling you this exclusively because I was told this the multiple times I was arrested, the police that arrest me, the police that are there behind the scenes. I've already said too much. So liberals know they can riot and rage and commit crimes and nothing happens to them. You're a Trump supporter. You're a conservative. You're a Christian. You step on a blade of grass sideways in D.C. They're coming after you with the full force of the law. And they will be arresting people for January 6th until the year 2050 if these Democrats are not removed from our political system as the domestic terrorist groups that they are. But so the point is, people are just watching what the left is up to, watching them begin another summer of rage and rioting. But then they're told, oh, white people are the problem. Oh, conservatives are the problem. Oh, Trump supporters are the problem. And everybody who's living in reality knows, of course, that's not the truth. But it's even worse juxtaposed with the liberals getting ready to riot and rage again, just like they did in 2020. So here's some of the clips, guys. Let's go to this clip 16. This is the type of treatment that the cops have to put up with because liberals are above the law, just like the officer that gets sexually molested by a liberal, sexually molested in the streets, but, oh, he's gay, he's a liberal, so he's allowed to do it. This is the type of treatment the cops have to deal with from liberals because they're told by the Democrats, you don't touch our protesters, here in clip 16. So that's a crime. You cannot put an amplified device in somebody's ear. That's assault. So the cop tries to stop him, but he can't do an arrest because the Democrats tell him you're not allowed to arrest their protesters. So then he just assaults an officer. And then he says, cops and Klan go hands in hand. The Ku Klux Klan made sure to put Planned Parenthoods in inner cities. Here, pause it real quick. So, again, folks, like, this is just, it's unbelievable. The cops are not allowed to arrest Democrat liberal activists. They're told that, and they've just learned through the process of time it's a waste of their time anyway. They're going to get released when they get to the jail. Okay. So then this guy's out here assaulting officers with this amplified device, putting it in their faces, putting it in citizens' faces. That's a crime, folks. That is a crime. You cannot put an amplified sound device in somebody's ear that can cause permanent damage like tinnitus. That's a crime. Liberals able to do it and then does it to a cop. Then he says cops are like the Klan as he holds up a Planned Parenthood sign. Planned Parenthood, that intentionally made sure they put their centers in black areas so that they could make sure to cull the black population. And this guy's out here calling cops Klan members as he promotes groups that the Klan promoted, Planned Parenthood, to kill black people that still kill more black people than anyone else in this world. Planned Parenthood, Democrats. There's no one in the world that has killed more black people than Democrats in Planned Parenthood. Nobody in the world. Oh, the irony. Let's continue the clip here. I'll let it finish.
Cops and Klan go hand in hand. Cops and Klan go hand in hand. Cops and Klan go hand in hand.
And he continues to assault people with the amplified noise device in their face. Totally illegal. Oh my gosh. He loves abortion so much, doesn't he? That's enough, guys. I can't handle it either. It goes on. It just continues. And then he starts grinding on cops again. Yeah, there's Margaret Sanger founding a Planned Parenthood, talking about how we're going to use Planned Parenthood to eliminate the black population. And then these people go out claiming that they're against racism as they promote Planned Parenthood. But pro-life individuals are getting in the mix. But again, if you didn't see it, the guy ends up literally grinding on the police officer again. I mean, what these cops have to deal with, these liberal psychopaths, it's just... it's so criminal they're forced to deal with this. But here's some conservative pro-life people trying to stop the baby murderers here in clip 17. I thought we had to listen to all women. Oh no, only listen to them if they promote our propaganda. Believe all women, only if they're talking of accusing Republicans. So good for that young girl for being out there and getting assaulted by these liberal psychopaths, these liberal baby murderers, these liberal racists. Good for her for being out there. All right, one more here. One more. Here's some more of the abortion protests in D.C. Listen to what they're saying and tell me if you said this, if you would not be arrested here in clip 19.
Sister, call your mom. Call your sit out. Disrupt it. Stand in traffic if you can. Cause commotion. Because we can't stop this. We can, but we have to make them see us. We have to be so large. We have to be so large that they question whether or not they will be perceived as legitimate if they let this pass.
Wow. Could you imagine if that was a conservative activist or a Republican congressman or Donald Trump saying stuff like that? Boy, oh boy, they'd be called a domestic terrorist. There'd be guns drawn raids. There'd be arrests, criminal prosecutions, depositions, hearings. But liberals, they're allowed to do it. It's really frustrating, isn't it, folks? And look, we just all pray this comes to an end someday. Liberals and psychos and racists are always going to exist, and they'll always make up the Democrat Party. But, you know, it'd be nice to just have at least equal application of law and law enforcement, at least equal application of logic and how we deal with these things. But we don't get any of that, do we? Liberals are above the law. They can break the law, riot, do violence, terrorism.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.